he's going to have to sign his oath in order for us to do. Well, he can file it, and then we can receive and file it next week. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 3rd, 2012. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. It'll be led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to stand and confess my faith before you. I pray for the employees, the elected officials of Jefferson County. I pray for those as we enter into this season that won't have loved ones to care for them, those that are alone, those that are hurting and downtrodden. I pray these blessings in Jesus' name, that you bless them. Remember those overseas that's protecting our rights to defend them all. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Items under the purchasing agenda today include item A, which is to receive and file bids for the rebid at sale of 9.40 acres of undeveloped land in Jefferson County, north of the Nederland city limits. Item B is to approve specifications for the invitation to bid for the rebid of the Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 generator building and generator receptacles at all lift stations. That is a Hurricane Ike disaster grant funded project by the General Land Office through a TDRA grant. Item C is to award the rebid sale of the 9.40 acres of undeveloped land in Jefferson County, north of Nederland city limits, to On-Site Services, LLC, in the amount of $152,280. Item D is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for an automated teller machine installation and operation for Jefferson County. Item E is to consider and possibly approve the purchase of additional 50 grave spaces in accordance with the indigent burial, with the IFB for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County. Purchase price $275 each for a total of $13,750. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with Lamar Companies for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for $10,000 for billboard posters and placement for December 10th through 2012 through March 3rd of 2013. Item G is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A by donating it to a charitable organization, which in this case is Goodwill. And item H is to consider and possibly approve a change of date for an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code 263.152A. One, to be auctioned by Horns Auction Inc. It was previously approved in Commissioner's Court on November 19th to take place on December 1st and is now scheduled for Saturday, January 5th, 2013 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
Ms. Deb, on C, do we have what this group will be building on this, or potential?
Mr. Clark, who represents the purchaser, is here.
Yes.
Would you like to come up, Mr. Clark, and tell us about your development plan?
Thank you. We intend to, as quickly as possible, put a building on the site and begin doing drug testing, pulmonary function testing, respirator fit testing, audiograms, provide pre-employment physicals, minor injury care, and family practice.
Mr. Clark, tell us a little bit about the staff. You and I had discussed that before, some of the things that you'll be doing out there with your staff and when you'll be on site and that kind of thing.
Well, I've been in drug testing business for about 22 years now, and I have a business here in Beaumont, Texas. It's based in Beaumont, but we spend a terrific amount of time, Commissioner, in various refineries, Orange County, Jasper County, going to Chambers County frequently, and we're all over South County, and Motiva and Valero and the Huntsman facilities and Chevron Chemicals and Chevron Pipeline. We have a pretty good presence down there now. It just makes sense to expand, open an additional location from which to service those particular contractors in and out of the area refineries. And we feel there's a need for that, and we think we'll be very successful doing that.
Well, Mr. Clark, as Commissioner of Precinct 2, and that's in my precinct, I appreciate any time I hear somebody's going to expand their business, especially on a piece of property that's been sitting vacant for many, many years. So we're glad to see it going back on the tax rolls from that standpoint, and look forward to your business expanding.
Thank you very much. We look forward to it. We want to go as quickly as we possibly can. Well, we've already met with TxDOT on a preliminary basis, and we've received.
Can you raise that mic up?
Yeah, we can badly.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. We've visited with the folks at TxDOT, and we've received a application for a driveway. So we need that access. We're going to get it cleared quickly. We may not clear the entire 9 acres initially, but we want to clear it as fast as possible. And talk to some people about some temporary utility services. We're ready to go.
I'm going to expound on that question. And that was my next one. How many acres are you going to use? Are you talking about a facility? How many
I think
people?
We can. Thank you, sir. I think my business would need no more than 3 acres.
No more than three?
No more than three. I don't think, I can't imagine us using more than 3 acres.
And the other company that's nearby is going to have the.
Another company?
Yeah, the other piece of property that was sold
that
adjacent
was 11,
to them?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's adjacent to them. So this whole area will be open for more development.
Plus, we own an additional
70. I think it's 70 acres behind it.
70?
No, it's 100. It was originally 140 acres minus.
Minus this.
Minus 12 and minus 9, minus 21. I think we have 119 left, isn't it?
Through
about
the other.
119 acres.
Do we have access to that other property?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
From the frontage without interrupting those guys?
No.
On the IST, on the ISTC part, you will.
And on the road from 96 to let's put off the road,
you have access to it.
You
also have access from 3514.
Thank
as
you.
Well, because you got a DD7 ditch that runs through the middle of the property.
So the other 5 acres, what you plan on doing with that?
Cleared eventually. Surely there are some contractors that may need a lay down yard, something to develop it.
Okay.
Is that it? Any more questions?
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking about that. Those two tracks kind of bisect. Mr. Clark, would you be interested in selling back to county an easement for the same amount as what you're paying for the property down the middle, so that we can have access to the back property off of the interstate?
I was so hoping you would ask that question.
Sorry?
I was so hoping you would ask that question, of course.
Well, you got to realize, too.
Can we just do a reservation? I know he's in a hurry to get started with his construction.
I want to be a great tenant. I want to be a good businessman down there and do anything I can to help you guys out.
Can we put it off to next week so we can do a reservation out of the conveyance to adjust the acreage for see if we can get together with the engineer?
Will you accept?
I should have thought of this.
Will you accept my bid?
Sir?
Will you accept my bid?
It'll actually be a lower amount because we'll be taking out the width of that road easement.
But you will not open it up to bids again, will you?
No.
Wait, excuse me. Mr. Rugg, we up here talking. legal advice on certain things?
Well, the problem is that you guys are talking about making a substantive amendment to an offer that was publicly posted to bid on a piece of property, and I don't think you can amend the deal up here and having denied other people who were potentially interested in the property the opportunity to bid on it as it's going to end up being reconfigured. So I really don't think you can do that. I think you pretty much got a thumbs up, thumbs down deal on the table today, and you either accept it or reject it.
Well, let me shed a little light on this. We got a DD7 ditch that runs behind these two pieces of property, okay? The reason why, and Don, please chime in on this, and Deb, the reason why these were put out in such a manner is because we're kind of blocked in having that ditch back there. If the two pieces of frontage acreage that we have on 69 back up to the DD7 ditch, which means you can't get back to that property from that without going having a bridge over that ditch. So you have access from 3514 to get the rest of the property that's behind it. So if that helps understand that a little bit better. But whatever the court wishes to do on the easement, but I really don't think it's going to. Don, help us on this, on the part getting back to that other acreage.
Well, of course, it would be expensive to do, Commissioner, because it would require a drainage structure of some type. I won't necessarily say a bridge, but it would be expensive. I think in light of the buyer's willingness to work with us, we could do something at a later date, go ahead and sell the property as we have it. I think we've got excellent access to all that additional property off of 3514.
Yeah. Well, then I guess if you're willing to discuss it with us after
yes,
the sale,
sir.
Then
I look forward to
if
that.
If it's feasible for us to even get it, we'll look at it from an engineering perspective.
I look forward to that discussion.
Okay. Good enough.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And maybe Mr. Rayo, if we could look over those drawings tomorrow. Okay. Under county commissioners, I've been advised based on the receipt of emails from the volunteer fire chief we have heard from that they are not requesting a burn ban in the unincorporated areas at this time, and I believe we have a 50% chance of rain for tomorrow, don't we, Mr. Fountain? So hopefully it'll become 100%. Okay. Under county commissioners, item B is to consider and possibly appoint Dana A. Baker Sr. as interim constable of Precinct 6 to complete the term of Constable Joe Stevenson, who resigned. And this is authorized by Section 87.041 of the government code. I think that's local government code. On the appointment of replacement staff, that's a local government code. That's not the government. Okay. Item C is considering possibly approve, receive, and file executed public official bond for Dana Baker, Constable Precinct 6, and receive and file the official oath for Dana Baker, Constable Precinct 6. Items E, F, G, H, I, and J are to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute and then to receive and file the Jefferson County Family Focused Diabetes Program subcontractor agreement effective March 30th, 2012 through March 29th, 2013 between Jefferson County and Sharika Smith Donald, Sandra Henson, and Deborah Williams. Item K is to consider and approve a resolution with respect to financing certain facilities in Jefferson County, Texas by the Port Arthur Navigation District Industrial Development Corporation. And then we'll consider item L after we've recessed into a closed session following the rest of the agenda. Do I have a motion on items B through K?
So moved, Judge.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county auditor. Item A, and congratulations, Constable Baker. And you can work with the clerk. Or sympathies, I don't know which. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget amendment under county auditor for the voter registration department in the amount of $1,000 for postage. Item B is consider and approve fiscal 2012 budget transfer for the correctional facility for the overcap on the medical payment for inmate health in the amount of $109,000. Item C is to consider and approve a 2012 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for inventory adjustments in the amount of $16,675 for Coverstone. Item D is a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for inventory adjustments for Coverstone in the amount of $29,453. Item E is consider and approve budget transfer from Mosquito Control for inventory adjustments for chemical sprays in the amount of $3,566. Item F is to consider and approve the 2012 budget amendment for transfers out for the additional cost, which is attached as a schedule. And item G is consider and approve 2013 budget transfer for elections for additional costs in the amount of $22,800 for election judges and clerks. Lastly, item H is regular county bills check numbers 374256 through 374433. Do I have a motion on those items under county auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weavers. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is considering possibly approve additional contract fees for services performed under an election services contract with political subdivisions as prescribed by the election code, specifically a lease fee of $250 per e-poll book unit, which is the electronic poll book, label printer, and barcode scanner, and a 5 cents per page printing charge for election forms, letters, and notices. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under item A, it's considering possibly approve annual renewal of the employee assistance program with Interface EAP at a flat renewal rate, program cost of $1.65 per employee per month, effective January 1st, 2013. Been moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Did we? This. To what?
Second session.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna announce a closed session. I'm just wondering, were we supposed to have something on here about the historical commission? Nothing. Next week. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Well, at this time, then that completes the main portion of the court's agenda, other than an item relating to the hiring of an attorney that will be taken up after the court has an executive session or a closed session. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public before we recess into closed session? If not, then I announce a closed session is authorized by Government Code Section 551.071 to discuss with counsel pending litigation in the case of Lisa Shaver Harris versus Jefferson County. And so, anyone other than the district attorney's office and the auditor. Yeah, okay. We have one agenda item left, which is going to be under county commissioners, which is item L, to consider and possibly approve hiring the firm Fortner and Bond to provide the defense in the case of Lisa Shaver Harris versus Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And being no further agenda items, declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you.